Money Makes That Expert. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. My name is Liz. I'm just calling this morning because I've got my little chicken is missing. She's a fully adult bantam. She's about maybe 30 centimetres big. She's super teeny tiny.
Yeah.
She can get on top of the coop that they live in, like at night time to go to bed. But I think she's gotten out like maybe a day and a half or 2 days ago when my brothers were doing the gardening.
Okay.
So I don't know if she went out through the front gate that was open, because she last time she escaped, she went into my neighbor's backyard over the back fence because they've got a magnificent garden. So I just went there and like researched, but I couldn't see any scratching marks. I couldn't see any like poop or fresh anything. And I just don't know what to do now because I thought she was going to be there.
Oh, dear. Okay. What I can do, we haven't had anyone bring in a little bantam here into the practice, but I'll take down all your details just in case someone does.
Thank you. That would be great.
Cool. Now, did this little one have a name or anything?
Rosie.
Ah, beautiful. Okay.
And she's fully white. She's just like very much a bantam, like just only. So she's very small.
Yeah.
She's got big fluffy feet, like very long feathers. They look out of proportion. I can email you a picture if that is helpful as well.
But
she would be about like 8 or 9 years old, I think. They're all pretty old.
Didn't have any leg band or anything like that on?
No, unfortunately not. And I hadn't taken them up to get microchipped. I have a ring neck. I do have a ring neck, but he's my brother's. I have a lorikeet and a Quaker, and I wondered if you guys did the bird microchip. Sorry to ask that while I'm
Yeah, we definitely do.
We do have to do
a health check first before we
place the microchip.
Just because we do have to do an anaesthetic. But we can definitely, it gets implanted into the petrol muscle of the bird instead of just under the skin and the back of the neck like a dog or a cat. Just because they preen and they'll be able to feel their capsule.
Used to have to take my oxalotl to green float vets, and they did it there. And it's like, is it still the microchip that's like, you know, a quarter the size of the cat and dog one?
Yeah, it's still the same type of microchip that you use for dogs and cats, but it's called a mini microchip.
Oh, lovely.
Nationwide database it's registered to.
And do you think for the missing chickens, like, do I need to make posters or anything, like do the neighbour drop off?
Whereabouts did it go missing?
So I'm at 49 Marsala Street in Kippering, so I'm just a few streets down from you. So that's what I was hoping. If they do find it, it'll just take up to you
or the Peninsula vet.
So we're right down in the corner, like if you're on Google Maps, I'm not sure, but we're right down in the corner of like a L-shaped street.
Yep.
And then there's a house behind us in Dalton Street. And so I thought she went that way, but if she went through the front, I'm just not sure where she would have gone.
Yeah, certainly. What's your name?
Elizabeth, Elizabeth, and Dominello, D-O-M, for Mary, I-N for Nelly, E-double-L-O. I think I brought Penelope up there before, so you might have my details.
Certainly. Might just be a different phone number if someone says they've found a chicken matching this description.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. There was also at Dalton Street, someone came over to my house this morning because they found a chicken. I don't know how they knew I had a missing chicken, but they came over and I went to them and it's like a black rooster. So I told them to do the photo on the Moreton Bay website, but they had a vet appointment this morning. So I told them like just to ask them for any information for it.
So just give the other vet surgery, so Peninsula Vet Surgery, a call and possibly Scarborough or Clontarf, like people take them to their regular vets. But if it comes in here, we'll definitely give you a call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But also just post it on the Redcliffe Facebook pages as well.
Okay.
A lot of people get responses on those if they're not on and like go to the vets or anything like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
When she returns, if she does, just give us a call and we'll update our details.
Absolutely.
As well.
Thank you so much for your help. That's wonderful.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Okay. All the best.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Okay.